Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf 115. So back in our Mishnah, we had mentioned that you bring in front of the person, the Baal Seder, you bring the Maror and the Charoses to fulfill the mitzvah of the Maror together. So our Gemara now is discussing the laws of eating the Gemara. And the Gemara first discusses that when you bring the matzah and maror, whether you eat them together or you eat each one by itself. So said Ravina, Amar Li Rav Misharshia, Breid Rav Nasan, he said, Hachi Amar Hillel, this is what Hillel said, Mishmei de Gemara, that he received from, as a tradition from his teachers, who received it from their teachers. But first we have to understand which Hillel this is referring to, because there's going to be another Hillel mentioned later on in the Gemara. So this is Hillel the Amora, and it's possible that this Hillel, says the Tashbetz, is the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, who's the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who's the son of Rabbi, who's mentioned several times in Shas, who established the calendar. But this is not Hillel the Tana. So what did this Hillel the Amora say? He said, "Lo nichroch inish matzu maror b'hadi adadi." He said, "Person should not wrap the matzah and the maror together, v'nechol, and eat them in order to fulfill their obligation. Why should you not wrap the matzah and the maror together? Mishum desfirulam, because this Hillel was of the position, matzah bismana zed diraisa." He says matzah these days is a biblical obligation, whereas maror dirabanan, whereas maror nowadays is just a rabbinic obligation. And so therefore, if you're going to eat them when they're wrapped together, then asi maror dirabanan, then the taste of maror, which is just, not just, but is a rabbinic commandment, is going to come, and it's going to be eaten at the same time as the matzah. And so therefore, there's no mitzvah to eat the maror. And so therefore, mevatalei matzah d'oraisa, it's going to nullify the taste of the matzah, which is a biblical commandment. And it's almost as though it's going to overpower the matzah. And so therefore, you're going to be nullifying the biblical taste for the rabbinic taste. And so therefore, that's why Hillel says not to do it. And the Gemara adds on to the position of Hillel. And even according to the opinion that says that when a person eats two foods together, that there's a mitzvah to eat them, that one mitzvah does not nullify the other mitzvah. Nevertheless, hani mili diaraisa b'diaraisa. That's where both of the things that you're eating are biblically required. O derabanan b'derabanan, or both of these things are rabbinically required because they're both equal. Avol diaraisa u'derabanan, but if you're eating something which is biblical and you're combining it with derabanan, like the matzah and the maror, then it's going to be like the optional maror is going to be overriding the taste of the matzah. Asi derabanan muvatale u'diaraisa. Then the optional maror is going to nullify the matzah, which is biblical, and so therefore you should not eat the matzah and the maror together. So then the Gemara says, okay, this is the position of Hillel the Amora, man tana de shamislei mitzvos e mevatel zuitzu. So who is the Tana who disagrees, who Hillel the Amora is disagreeing with, who says that mitzvos do not nullify one another? So the Gemara explains that this Tana is the who we're referring to. This is Hillel. This is Hillel, and this was the Hillel is called Hillel the Elder, because Amru of El Hillel, they used to say about Hillel that what would he do? And this Hillel lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was a Nasi, and he lived approximately 100 years before the destruction of the temple. And they used to say about him that when he would bring the Korban Pesach, when he brought it properly, and there was an obligation at that time to biblically eat the Pesach, the Matzah, and Maror, because it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayakorchan Bevas Achas, he would wrap. Now here's a dispute amongst the Rishonim that Rashi and the Rashbam say, and most Rishonim say what this means is he would wrap the Pesach and the Matzah and the Maror together, and that's what he would do. However, the Rambam writes that Hillel would wrap just the Matzah with the Maror, but he wouldn't wrap the Korban Pesach with the Matzah and the Maror. So Hillel would do this. Hillel would wrap, it would take Rashi's approach, he would wrap all three of these things together. But even according to Rambam, he would wrap the matzah and the maror together and he would eat them. And so there we're seeing that they would presumably be mevato each other the taste for ochen. And so they're not nullifying each other. Shenemar, as it states with respect to the Pesach Sheni, al matzos marim yochu, that you should eat the matzah and the maror together. And you see that the eating of the Pesach with the matzah is eating with the matzah and the maror. And we see from here that Hillel was not concerned that matzos are going to nullify each other, but presumably this is really not a strong proof, because here that there's a specific pasuk which tells us to eat the Pesach with the matzah and the maror, and it's one mitzvah. But if somebody's going to eat the matzah with something else, presumably different. So therefore, some of the commentaries explain that also Hill would admit that if he ate the matzah without wrapping it up with the other mitzvot, he would fulfill the obligation, because matzah is a mitzvah from the Torah even when there's no Pesach. And so therefore, if that's the case, it would be a mitzvah on its own. And nevertheless, it wouldn't not be nullified when it's being eaten with the matzah and with the maror and the Pesach together. Anyway, we see from here, this is the idea that he will be korech the matzah and the maror together. And what is the idea of this idea that originally he would be the Pesach, matzah, and maror together? What's the idea of korech? So the idea of korech, as the commentaries explain, is that the reason for it is because you always have to remember with that redemption and the bitterness go hand in hand. That the Pesach and the matzah teach us about the redemption, and maror teaches us about the goal, about the exile. And so the concept is that even in exile, we need to remember that the redemption and the exile are both from Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem Yisbarach is with us at all times. So we have to remember that the matzah and the maror are always together. The redemption and the exile go hand in hand with each other, and everything is from Hashem Yisbarach, and everything is a possibility for a moment of redemption.